And regarding the se'uda of the pidyon ben, so the custom is, after the pidyon, they make a se'uda. Of course, this mitzvah would be called a se'udat mitzvah. The Rama brings that in Siman Shinhe, Se'if Yud. Whether you made the pidyon bizmano, or if you didn't make it bizmano, it's still considered se'udat mitzvah. Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom in Yabia Omer Chalik Alef or the Chaim Siman Chav Zayin brings down that it's not necessarily obligated to eat bread in the Se'uda. However, it should be with at least 10 people that participate in the Se'uda, because the poskim bring down that there's inyan to be mefarsem the pidyon. Seems that they want everybody to know that the pidyon was done, so they want to make a noise. So you have at least 10 people. Of course, like any se'udat mitzvah, it would be ra'oi to make the se'udah with meat and to have some wine. That's what the Marash Medublin brings down as well. There is a saying amongst the people that somebody that goes and eats at a se'udat pidyon, it's as if he fasted 84 fasts. Although there's really no mekor for this saying, but nonetheless, if the people believe it, so there's something to that, but again, there really is no mekor for that. When it comes to the minhag, when to have the se'uda, there's a difference between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. A lot of the Ashkenazim, they start the se'uda, and then in the middle of the se'uda, they do the pidyon. Our custom is not like that. Our custom is we do the pidyon first, and after the pidyon is over, then we go to the se'uda. It should be pointed out that Pidyon ben Se'udah is considered a Se'udah Gedolah, and we're not allowed to eat a Se'udah Gedolah until we pray. So at night that we do our Pidyon, the time of Arbit comes, one should make sure to pray Arbit first before he participates in the Se'udah Gedolah of the Pidyon ben. Last but not least, as we explained in a different daily halakha, it is permissible to make a Pidyon ben on Chol HaMoed. Although it's a Seudat Mitzvah, it's not considered a Seudat of Simcha. And therefore, we're not worried about En Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha, that you're not allowed to do two Simchot on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to interfere with the Simcha of Chol HaMoed. After all, we do not make the Berachah of Shah Simcha B'Mo'ono at a Seudat of Pidyon HaBen, as opposed to a wedding. When we say Shah Simcha B'Mo'ono, we would not make a wedding on Chol HaMoed. Tamir Hakam does not have to interrupt his learning in order for him to participate in the Seudat Pidyon HaBen. And the Gemara is always concerned that Tamir Hakam does not have to ever participate in the Seudah, where he's concerned that the people there are not worthy for him to sit with. And therefore, the Pidyon HaBen, there is no difference in that case as well. Tamir Hakam, that's learning, does not have to participate necessarily in the Se'udah. That is the opinion that's brought down in Sova Semachot on page Shin Mem Zayin.